You've found an encore presentation of the Taxi Stand Hour on Radio TFI.
You found the Taxi Stand Hour. On Radio TFI.
I think he wants me to talk.
Hi.
You're listening to the Taxi Stand Hour on Radio TFI. I'm John Shannon. Well, you know, Ed, if you had shared the music with me, I would have known exactly when to start talking. Man, oh, man, we just can't get past those wonderful technical demons that we have. Good morning, Ed.
Good morning.
Oh, by the way, it is December 9th, 2017, now that we got that tag out of the way. How are you, sir?
Well, I told you it was going to blow up in my face. Did I not say that just before we came on the air?
Well, of course.
I said, I've got everything squared away, which means almost immediately it will blow up in my face. John cannot hear the opening music, which, of course, you all enjoyed live, and he will enjoy on the replay. But good morning, kids and kittens. I hope if you're in the snow belt this morning that you're nice and comfy and safe and warm and letting somebody else dig your car out for you today.
Hasn't been, I don't know about other parts of this country, hasn't been bad up here at all. We had our stuff we had to deal with on Monday night into Tuesday. Was kind of a shit show around here, but
language.
I told you, I haven't heard a word from my agent, so.
You will. Right. Well, we've got that big cold front coming across the rest of the country. It didn't hit you guys in the Midwest so much, but it's slamming folks in Texas and all up and straight across. As a matter of fact, as we speak, the southern part of that cold front is literally, as we speak, is crossing South Florida. 2 hours ago, it was 79 degrees. We had a high yesterday. It was close to 90. Tomorrow morning, it will be in the low 40s. So we have about a 50-degree swing in a very short amount of time. Our high today will be 74 degrees, and it's just going to get lower and lower and lower. And before you start with the, oh, you big babies, you can't take the cold, wah, wah, wah. We're taking a 50-degree swing, so bite me.
We had something similar to that here last Tuesday. I mean, the temperatures were up around, 50, 55 degrees. It was approaching, actually, I'll tell you, Monday, the high was 64, something like that, which for us at this time of the year is warm. We broke a record. Tuesday, we had rain overnight, and temperatures got down into the teens and low 20s, and it was any rain that fell immediately froze to the ground.
No. That is bad. What we're looking at here locally in my neck of the woods is the coolest temperatures we've seen in, about 2 years or so. I mean, we haven't dipped much below 65 in the past couple of years, which is unusual for us. We normally get, during the winter in the 40s, 50s, you know, we get a few nights like that. It's not unheard of. I actually look forward to it. I am looking forward to it tonight. I am looking forward to it so much that today, for the first time, and I honestly couldn't tell you how long. Now, I have about 8 or 10 pair of khaki cargo shorts, and that is what I wear all the time. I've just gotten accustomed to wearing them when I had all the cars. It was easier to work crawling around the inside of cabs if I was wearing shorts. And yeah. That's just what I wear. And I find them very convenient, very, you know. And today, for the first time, I will actually put on a pair of long pants. Because it's going to get cool. I'm going to be out till about 7, 8 o'clock tonight when it'll be in the 60s. And, you know, again, we're not going to have icebergs coming off the beach. And I know that. But it's going to be a little cool. Outdoor air conditioning is the way I refer to it. So,
of course.
So before you start talking about what big old babies we are.
Oh, I wouldn't do that to you, Ed. Come on.
Now, that plays into our big event tonight, which is the annual Winterfest Boat Parade.
Yes.
What that is there's a body of water here, the Intracoastal Waterway, which separates the mainland from the Barrier Islands, which is where the beaches are. So every year, there's this parade of yachts that comes up, goes through Fort Lauderdale, runs the length of Fort Lauderdale. Drawbridges are up for 2-3 hours at a time. And essentially what it is people running their $10 million boats, and they put $10 worth of Christmas lights on them with a bunch of drunk people on the back. It's all the same thing every year. There is one boat that I love this boat. It's a little 20-foot sailboat, and it runs on its little motor power. It's got about 6 people on it dressed as the wooden soldiers from the toy soldiers from Babes in Toyland.
Mm-hmm.
And there's one person sitting at the front with a little cannon. Shoots the cannon. The people are standing up, and they all fall down, which means they sit in each other's laps.
Oh, Jesus.
And then they stand up, and they repeat this. And this is about a 2.5-hour trip up this body of water. And God bless them, they do it the entire way, even the sections where nobody can really see them. And that, to me, that's the only reason to watch this thing more than once. I've seen the boat parade. Once you've seen a collection of expensive yachts go careening up a body of water with Christmas lights on them, you don't really need to see it again. So, but that's tonight, and all it really does, it ties up traffic and bridges. You can't. Oh, I will be off the road. I have a personal pickup at 7 p.m. that I am taking away from the beach, and that will be the last I will see of that road until tomorrow. So.
It's not worth it, huh?
No. I've been stuck on the beach side of the bridge. I mean, they put out a schedule of when the bridges are going to be open, and they're open for, depending on the bridge, between 1.5 and 3 hours. It's impassable. And I got stuck on the bad side 1 year and had to sit there for about 3 or 4 hours because traffic doesn't move, and you're just stuck. So I got to sit there in the cab and do nothing.
Well, I tell you what, I can't beat that story.
Oh, well, I didn't realize it was a competition, but I'm glad I won.
You did. You won, hands down. I did have one of the better weeks that I've had overall financially, even though Tuesday was the bitch. Tuesday, I actually felt like I was working.
I had that feeling once this week, too, and I didn't like it at all.
Oh, my God. It actually felt like, lots of little horseshit runs, but they just kept coming. No sooner to clear my meter, and there was another one in my lap, and there was no rest time on that whatsoever.
I think it was Wednesday. I had one of my personals. But other than that, every call I did, and I did a lot off the app, I had one that ran over $4.
Oh, my God.
And that only went to 5 and change. And just stupid. It was interesting. I got an email from the Flubberdubers this morning saying I had an argument with somebody, but they won't tell me who.
Mm-hmm. So I said, they don't want you coming back and bitch slapping the.
Well, I sent them an email back. I said, why are you bothering me with this if you're not going to tell me what happened? Well, in case a similar incident happens in the future, what incident? If you're not telling me, I don't know what you're talking about. Leave me alone with this nonsense, please. What else is going on with you this week?
No, that's other than that, it's just been kind of a The roads improved greatly by Thursday. By Thursday, other than just a couple of slick spots on city roads and what have you, it was highways were clear. It was like nothing happened.
Excellent.
It was a beautiful thing.
I got a couple more things on my little list. If you're ready for these.
Yeah. And by the way, we do have Justin. That's going to be joining us here eventually again. He's going to give us some updates, including more on this story from Wisconsin.
Oh, I'm looking forward to that. That's right. That's from Ride Safe World, kids. So look that up on your interweb. Some good stuff going on there.
Exactly. So what else do you? So
here's what I got, and I've got my little list sitting in front of me. And
Jack White Santa.
Oh, absolutely. It's the naughty and the nice list, and sometimes it's the same. But I want to give a big shout-out to our friends across the pond at London Taxi Radio. They're under new ownership now. Sean Paul Day is taking over the operation. They were kind of off the air there for a few weeks. And we're looking forward to big changes over there, and we wish them nothing but the best. We've offered whatever assistance we can provide, and not the least of which is providing streaming live airtime if they'd like. And so we wish them well, Sean and all the other guys. We wish you well with that. And Jamie, Super Cabby, good luck in your future endeavors. And that's the fellow that was running the whole thing and has stepped aside. So I really hope that goes well for them, because they are really, 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 really doing a yeoman's job. And we've said it before, and we can't say it enough. The guys in London are really taking this fight to the forefront. They get out there, and they are documenting, and they are protesting, and doing everything that they can to beat this scourge down. And my they get the applause every time we talk about them. It's a good bunch of guys. Now, I wrote down here on my little list rideshare. I don't know why. So I have and I just wrote this list an hour ago. So
you're getting older, dude. You are getting it. I can't describe how frustrating it can be sometimes when there are just some things you can just remember to nobody. You know, you'd be surprised what you can remember. And there's other times I can't remember what happened in my life yesterday.
There are two things I have lost. My memory is one, and I can't remember the other.
Yeah, there you go.
So anyway, let's talk about the future, not the past, what we can't remember.
Okay.
So coming up in 2018, just a few scant weeks away, kids and kittens, some changes coming up around here at good old Radio TFI. The Monday show will be back. Da, 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 da. It will be back Monday night, July. Yes, July 8th. I need a lot of ramp-up time. January 8th, we will be reviving the Monday night show now that the summer of hell has passed. And we've settled into a bit of a routine here. So I'll be back on Monday nights. I'll be doing some more interviews with some more of the guys. A little bit of music. We're playing. We've got some new music in the mix right now on the station. So if you want to listen to a very random selection of very listenable music, by the way, we now have steel drums in the rotation. I found this CD and I said, "Oh, I got to put this on." If you're listening to the station, you get the sudden urge for a rum runner. That's why. So starting after the new year, we'll be doing some different things. One or two tweaks for this very broadcast, and we'll get into that after the new year. Nothing earth shaking. Nothing that'll actually make John have to wake up on a Saturday morning. He just has to crawl to his dining room table and possibly have a cup of coffee. And that's
basic, I'm doing now.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. So that takes care of my list, except for one thing. And I, well, let's talk about this very briefly. The it came up in the news this week. Attorney-client privilege. Now, I don't know if you're aware, but young Don Jr. was in front of Congress this week during an 8-hour session, and he was questioned about a meeting he had with the Cheeto in charge. And apparently there was an attorney in the room. Well, Don Jr. is now claiming attorney-client privilege, despite the fact that neither he nor the old man are attorneys. And every attorney that I have listened to, and in fact, I spoke to a young lady last night that's an attorney, it doesn't apply. I don't know. They're trying everything. There's no depth. They will not go. Once there's a third person involved, there's no privilege attached to it. So they're doing everything they can to try to squirm out of this. And
it's kind of funny to watch, actually.
It is kind of amusing. It is kind of amusing. And I think that brings us kind of nicely to I'm sure you want to talk about your senator a little bit there.
Oh, you know, it's got to be one of the most disappointing situations I've experienced since living in Minnesota. Now, Al Franken, of course, I'm sure, unless you've been living under a rock, everybody knows that Al Franken was forced to resign now because of these allegations, that have piled up with him, with different female accusers. Of course, it started out with Miss Tweeden, and then it just kind of snowballed, basically claiming the same thing, you know, Franken putting his hands where they probably shouldn't have been. Franken said in his departure speech yesterday that he did not, excuse me, it wasn't yesterday, the day before yesterday. He said in his departure speech that some of these allegations, Jesus, said, now, how can we make that same mistake twice?
Would you like me to play it, and you can talk about it on the other side?
Well, does this, yeah, go ahead, let's just go ahead and
all
play
right.
it. And Justin, stick with us there. We'll be to you there shortly.
Nothing I have done as a senator, nothing, has brought this honor on this institution. And I am confident that the Ethics Committee would agree. Nevertheless, today I am announcing that in the coming weeks, I will be resigning as a member of the United States Senate. I, of all people, am aware that there is some irony in the fact that I am leaving while a man who has bragged on tape about his history of sexual assault sits in the Oval Office, and a man who has repeatedly preyed on young girls' campaigns for the Senate with the full support of his party. But this decision is not about me. About the people of Minnesota.
And there you have it.
Yeah, that's he didn't leave without taking a shot, and rightfully so. He's calling it like it is. I mean, look, people still say that what Trump said was locker room talk. Well, you know, if it's locker room talk, why isn't he the only one that's talking about it? Because there are a handful of women out there who are pretty much, their stories are collaborating when it comes to this man. And yet, there he sits. And the thing is, with everything else that he's doing and screwing up, it doesn't get brought up much. I mean, he's so deep into the whole Russiagate thing that all the accusations of the sexual improprieties that Donald Trump has pulled off over time. And let's not forget this, that, you know, some of these accusations against Franken have, you know, were have some time on them too. I think the deal with Tweeden was over was 20 years old, if I'm not mistaken. So
that was 2006.
2006 with Tweeden?
Yes. Maybe okay. maybe even later than that, but
I thought it was, because this was still when he was in his Saturday Night Live days.
No.
It wasn't?
No, it was not.
Okay.
Sorry. Well, sorry. Don't mean to.
Thank you for being there to correct me.
That's what I do.
Said you're a gentleman and a scholar.
I'm also a giant eraser. I obliterate the mistakes. It's what I'm here for. Me personally, I like Al Franken. I like him as a performer. I like what I've seen of him as a senator. He's seen, now, of course, like everybody else, we only see what he projects out there.
Mm-hmm.
You've seen a little bit more of him, obviously, because you're one of his constituents. But what I've liked and admired the whole way through this, should he resign? Probably. It just makes life easy for everybody. But he is at no point, he's been very humble about it. He's been very, okay, I don't remember it this way, but let's do the right thing. And again, I'm not nominating for him for sainthood or anything like that. But he is 100% right with the shot he took at El Presidente and the nitwit down in Alabama. Oh, I saw a piece of tape this morning. People were talking, then this was in Alabama or Pensacola last night. 40 years ago, it was normal for 13 and 14-year-old girls to get married. And any parent would be proud to have their 14-year-old daughter dating the district attorney. My grandmother was 13 when she got married. She had two kids by the time she was 15. And had, you know, and they're telling all these stories.
You know, they may be right. It was Alabama.
That would be a lot easier to take. Moore's got a pass that goes well beyond this stuff. Remember, he's been thrown off the Alabama Supreme Court not once, but twice, just to be sure he got it done right. Oh, yeah.
What was that all about?
I'm trying to remember. I don't know the details. He disregarded higher court rulings or something along those lines. I freely admit I'm not key on the details, but I do know he had issues as not only an attorney but as a judge. Mm-hmm. And look, if this is who the people of Alabama want, now Trump is clearly, he just wants another warm body with wearing a red sweater. That's all mm-hmm. he's looking for. He doesn't care if this guy's an octopus with eight arms. As long as he's going to vote the way that Trump wants to vote, then that's the man he wants. I think it's added onto the ever-growing heap of idiotic things this man has said. But to say, we don't need a liberal Democrat down there because he'll just be soft on crime and this. The man prosecuted the Ku Klux Klan, for God's sake. How soft on crime? And mind you, this is from the same party that is now pushing a nationwide gun permit, basically allowing your concealed weapons permit to cross state lines, which is insane. Just absolute. That you just might as well do away with the whole permitting system at that point.
You also have to forget though that in Alabama the Ku Klux Klan are heroes, they're not criminals.
Well.
So that's probably.
All jokes aside, I think that's a somewhat of a gross generalization, but not terribly far.
Exactly. Hey, what do you say we jump off of this for just a hot second here? Let's go ahead and bring Justin in. I think he's been patiently waiting there. I'm hearing his virtual fingers tapping on the...
By all means, bring it on, boy. Bring it on. We're ready for you.
Okay, so...
So in the meantime...
Unless he fell asleep.
Well, that could be... I'm about ready to doze off, and do I have to stay for the whole show?
Well... Only because I'm not set up to take it over.
Well, you can keep talking. I'll leave the machines on. That's, you know, it's not that big of a thing. I'll come back in half an hour or so and turn everything off. And...
So one of these, I keep saying we're going to do this one of these times. It's no grand secret there that Ed is right now on the dark side.
Yes.
If you will, it's no secret.
Shocking. Oh, no, we weren't supposed to talk about that.
Oh.
Except when we talk about it, so.
Except when we talk about it.
Right.
So.
It's like Fight Club.
One of these weeks we are going to get and actually just go through a day in life, if you will. I'm curious myself up here. But one of the things scares me up here about even thinking about trying it is because I never see the same Uber driver. I never have yet seen the same Uber driver twice, which tells me that there are way too many of them out there, and 90% of them never have any customers in their cars.
Hold on a second, John. Go ahead. You keep talking. And... Remember how nice I told you I turned off the sound so it doesn't come over the air? Well, I missed Justin calling.
Oh, my God. Are you...
Big time professional radio, kids. I see you now, Justin. I'm coming after you, buddy. I'm coming after you.
And he told me, don't worry about anything. Don't do anything. I got this.
Oh, we're fine. Go ahead, John. You keep talking. I'm going to get him on the phone.
Oh, yeah, I tell you, one of these days. Oh, good Lord. Like Ed says, big-time professional radio here. I think that's why we have the listeners we do have, is because they are just listening to hear what gets screwed up next, if you will.
Hello, Justin. Justin, are you with me, buddy? Justin, are you with me, pal? Well, I can't seem to get a hold of him.
He just said nobody answered when he called.
Yeah, I know. All right, Justin, I hate to do this to you, pal. Here we go. I got him. Justin, how are you, pal? I got him now. You're here. Come on. You can do it, pal.
Oh, I'm having too much fun with this.
Well, I've got him. All right. Look. Okay, Justin. You're still connecting for me here. So you keep talking, John.
Okay. How the hell do I want to even talk about now? I tell you. Oh, you know what? Now that I'm going to get into this, he's gonna wind up actually getting
here. Justin, call John on his phone. We'll do it that way. I'm sorry. He's not connecting.
Oh.
And we're going to resolve this problem in the new year, too.
Oh yeah. Okay. Well, we were supposed to do some testing and we didn't. But
no,
okay,
we did
here
not.
We go. All right. Hi there, Justin. It's going great. Hold on, just a second.
Yeah, Ed should be able to pick up now.
Ed, or he's still on the Skype.
I can hear him.
You can hear him.
Okay.
Okay, Ed should be able to pick me up on Facebook now if he's got that. It's ringing him.
All right, tell him just deal with you. We're
Yeah, just to, he. I guess he can. He can hear you just fine. Don't worry about.
Damn it!
I'll relay anything he has to say to you or anything like that. He can hear you just fine.
All right. How you guys doing this morning?
Well, other than going through the comedy of errors again, we're doing just fine.
Well, it's definitely a snowy morning here in Wisconsin.
Oh, so now how much? Now that kind of skirted us here in the Twin Cities.
Anything
I don't
say
even
to you or anything like that. He can hear you just fine.
Oh goodness, Ed!
No! You're fine. Go ahead.
Just relay Ed to me.
Yeah.
You guys talk.
All right. So, yeah, we didn't get much here. We didn't get much stuff here in the Twin Cities at all. A little flurry action, just kind of just milquetoast.
If you're listening to Ed, just relay Ed to me.
Yeah.
I will, but what's happening is I'm hearing like three different conversations all at once here is what's going on.
Crap. Should I try Ed again?
No. That was me. Yeah, no. Just go ahead and continue on.
That was Ed. That was Ed doing that. So let's go ahead and get through what you had there.
Okay.
You go ahead there.
Okay. Greetings, everybody. This is your ride today. I guess bi-weekly update. We missed you last week. So, an update on the Brookfield lift shooter. There was an interview with the gentleman last night. Police and the media are still not identifying. They put the man on with a voice mask and had him shadowed out and just said lift driver on it. The Brookfield Police Department still has the issue on a media lockdown. They will not take questions. They will not answer them. But what we do know now is that the passenger, who they did arrest, did not have a gun. They have charged him, but not with an incident related in any way to what happened last Wednesday night when the Lyft driver was shooting at him. Apparently, he had come from Michigan to Brookfield to exchange purchased phones.
Oh, wow.
And they are charging him on that, but again, this is entirely unrelated, and it also substantiated that what was happening on that evening was not an intended robbery, because he was involved in a different crime that would have not involved a gun or any violence, and he had more or less already committed the crime. He was just actually on his way to another location with friends to exchange illegally purchased phones. The driver also added a story to his... when you listen to the interview, it's with a local Fox affiliate. The driver's voice cracks the entire time. It turns out he's a vet. From his voice, it sounds like he has a nervous disorder of some kind. His description changed three times. At first he said he saw a gun on Wednesday night. Now the story has changed to he heard a gun, but did not see the gun. Then he also added in that the passengers asked him to go into a shadowy alleyway with dumpsters, and that's what caused him to change direction, although at first he told them that the ride was being... was just in one direction the whole time, and he eventually just pulled into the parking lot of the mall. So it's just been a clusterfest of lies and deception. The police department is now sweating, trying to figure out what they're going to do, keeping a media lockdown. All of the news organizations that originally reported are now changing their story as well. And there's absolutely no gun found on the suspects and no intention of this mythical robbery.
Well, first off, if this Lyft driver has a nervous disorder, I'm questioning why is he driving around the public to begin with? Because if you have that type of hair trigger mentality, you really shouldn't be working with public to begin with. I don't believe, at least.
Oh yeah. I don't think I mean, I've trained cab drivers in the cab before, and I've rejected people because when I worked at Green Cab, we would drive for about a year, and then we could start training drivers.
Mm-hmm.
You had to spend at least 4 hours, you know, in the cab doing maneuvers and doing a little defensive driving, and also watching the guy to make sure he doesn't have strange little tics.
Mm-hmm. No, absolutely.
He might have an anger disorder. And when you listen to the interview, I don't have the link. I believe it was the Fox affiliate interviewed the driver. You can just hear in his voice, he definitely has a problem with anger, and there's a lot of distracted talking going on. After that, I don't know if you noticed the Erie Insurance interview that I had the other day.
No, I didn't. I'm sorry.
It's currently on RideSafeWorld.com. If you go there, it's www.RideSafeWorld.com. Our first article that you'll see is about one of the very first Uber and Lyft drivers here in Milwaukee, Wisconsin. His name is Jim Meckler. He is also an insurance agent for Erie Insurance, which offers another one of these so-called rideshare policies to rideshare drivers. It's one of the last policy structures that we were examining at RideSafe to see about its validity, since we found all the other policies with State Farm, Farmers, American Family, Geico. All of these policies that they were offering to rideshare drivers turned out to be complete bunkum. After my half-hour conversation with Mr. Meckler, which is in a video attached to the article on the website, you instantaneously can see that Erie Insurance is selling a very falsified policy to rideshare drivers. And Mr. Meckler himself, who is an insurance agent, is very unknowledgeable about the actual insurance relationship between the rideshare driver and their policy.
It seems a little suspect to me, to tell you the truth, just to begin with. The fact that he is an insurance agent, what he basically has done is tried to find a way to pull the wool over regulators' eyes, it seems like.
Oh, yeah, this guy's career is over. You even see on my Facebook posts from that day, before I posted the video, I was asking everybody, am I doing the right thing here? By exposing that Erie Insurance has this agent who is also an Uber and Lyft driver, who is selling these fraudulent policy structures and selling people on the idea that you're actually insured while you're driving for a rideshare when you're not.
If it's not commercial insurance, it's not worth anything.
I was like, well, we just had 2 sexual assaults here in Madison. We had a Lyft driver go nuts. And by the end of this month, I'm going to see another 3 sexual assaults in the news.
Oh, at least. Oh, Ed, what did you say again there? Justin won't be able to hear you, but I didn't pick it out.
If you don't have commercial insurance, you've got nothing.
No, he's right. If you don't have commercial insurance, you don't have anything.
Yeah, and the way Mr. Meckler explains the policy structure with the driver and the customer, it's just insane. It makes it even more fraudulent when you do get one of these policies. Because what Erie Insurance is doing is they're classifying it not as commercial transportation of human beings, as you would see with a livery carrier. They're listing it as, quote-unquote, business use of things, which is more like a pizza delivery truck.
Hmm.
Or somebody transporting medical supplies or car parts.
Okay.
Which can fall into a completely different classification.
Huh. No,
then after that, one thing that we at RideSafe would like to advise everybody of is the emergence of Bitcoin and how destructive that can be. There's a video by Joe Rogan. I believe it's episode 844. But I just wanted to touch on that really quick because it seems as though Bitcoin is on a collision course with Uber and Lyft to integrate into this super destructive maelstrom of economic stupidity.
Yeah.
They're talking about actually integrating Uber and Lyft fees to nothing but Bitcoin.
What?
Yeah. Because the business models are so similar, and because they're talking about electronic currency, streamlining the industry and streamlining how people get paid and exchange rates, there have been a lot of people saying, hey, let's just strip away dollar values and just bring more people in using ride shares to go specifically with electronic currency as opposed to hard currency. So we're going to create a whole new economy based on absolutely nothing.
Just
like we did in 1928.
I was going to say.
Yeah.
It's
the Great Depression all over again.
Uber won't be around for it.
And with that, I'd like to come to the end here just by mentioning a new project that we're launching at RideSafe for any cab companies who are interested. We call it RideSafe Dashcam Express.
Okay.
If your company has a dashcam system and you're worried about where to put your videos and how to access your videos, if you would like, we can give you a free uplink to dump and store all of your videos and have a free streaming service to watch your videos or send them to police, judges, insurance case to send it to. You can send all your videos from our server totally for free in an email.
Wow. That's a hell of a deal. Yes, indeed.
Yeah. Because you take in all this video, and where are you going to store it? At your dispatch office, a lot of your computers, your home computer. So RideSafe will now give any cab companies, because we have an unlimited server, and you know, there will be limitations on how much you can store at first, but we actually want to get to the point where we can store years and years worth of your video for you.
Nice. And that's going to be incredibly important to smaller companies.
It goes into your insurance rates. When I worked at Green Cab, I know that because of our dash cam system, they got a 30% rebate on their insurance.
Did they?
Yes.
Nice.
And having dash cams will lower your rates incredibly. 30%, that's a large chunk of change for a fleet operation. So if anybody's interested, you can go to the website, RideSafeWorld.com, look up my contact information, shoot me an email, and I can introduce you to the systems that we've been testing in Green Bay, and I can give you a server link to load your video and store it.
Nice. Hey, Justin, thanks a lot for bringing the update. Sorry that we were using the Three Stooges to take care of getting you through here, but...
I'm sure in the future we'll have, you know, more better technology in there.
Technology is fine.
It's we're idiots.
It's how we're using it is the problem.
But Ed and John, have a good day, and it's always a pleasure.
All right, take care, my friend.
Right, bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Always an interesting conversation with young Justin, and... yes, the technology is fine, kids and kittens. It's the idiots behind the wheel that...
The loose nuts behind the wheel.
Well, you know, I've talked on and on and on about insurance and all that with... and, you know, I hate to use the phrase rideshare because it's a misnomer. But with your TNCs, I talk about this daily with folks. And... it boils down to, if you don't have commercial insurance, you got unguts.
Nothing. No.
You have no coverage, no matter how it's prettied up or anything like that.
Mm-hmm.
So, again, thanks, Justin. RideSafeWorld.com. He's got a lot of good stuff on there, and we'll keep everybody updated as best we can. And, you know, he's doing a lot of good work up there in Wisconsin. There's a lot of good people out there doing a lot of good work trying to keep a lot of people employed here. And granted, not everybody's an activist or has the get up and go to get out there and make their voices heard. But
whatever you can do, even if it's just showing up someplace and supporting people, just to be a number, a warm body, that mm-hmm. helps incredibly. So if there's anything going on locally where you are, please be a part of it somehow, some way, even if it's just buying paper and donating it for the cause. Well, no matter, any small bit counts. So, all right, we've had enough of that. I mean, my nonsense, not Justin. But by the way, making a hard left turn now, and we put it up on two wheels. We were very, very blessed this week to get a mention of Gilchrist. Yeah, of course, yes. Of course, as you folks all remember, Gilchrist is Jesus Christ's cooler brother. Jesus saves, Moses invests, Gilchrist squanders. Mm-hmm. Gilchrist has not been forgotten. We stay in touch with him. He's been a little low key lately. Gilchrist very much wants to be a part of Radio TFI in 2018, but he doesn't really want to do anything. So we're still trying to work this out, and you know, except
take Uber pool to
Jerusalem. You know, look, a guy's got to save a buck. Even a savior has to save a buck, right? He embraces me on a daily basis, and again, I know he's embracing me because I can smell the stale beer and the cigarette smoke. But
is he embracing you is the question.
Okay, well, let's not get into that, okay? I'd hate to have him resign. But do you know what time it is, John?
Yes, I know what time it is.
It is time for Ed versus the Spread. Your weekly look at the NFL and how and why it is that I live in a crappy one-bedroom apartment instead of... I can't let you see that. Anyway, so last week... Well, for the season, I am 112-85. I am well on my way to another winning season overall. Now, last week I had a fantastic week overall. I was 13-3. I was on fire. Last week was the week. If I was an actual gambler, I would have shaken the dust of this small town off my shoes and been gone, I tell you. But let's look at what we did last week. John, last week you, what did you do last week? Oh, yeah, you had an okay week. You got them all right last week.
All right, huh?
You got them all right. Even, I didn't do so hot. All right. My screen isn't pixelated. I'm manning up. So last week I went 1-2, and mind you, we picked the same games.
We picked the same games,
and you were right, I was wrong. Uh-huh. Currently, John is 21-15. I, on the other hand, am 15-21. So we've got 4 or 5 weeks left. I need this young man to collapse something fierce while I figure out a way to cheat this system. All right, young. Are you ready?
Of course I'm
ready. Okay, your first game will be those Tennessee Titans, formerly of Houston, Texas, at Arizona, giving up 3.5 points. Tennessee giving up 3.5 points. They're a road favorite.
A road favorite against the Dirty Birds. That's Atlanta's the Dirty Birds.
Indeed they are.
By the way, did you see that end zone dance?
I haven't seen anything this week.
Oh.
Come on, time's a wasting. Time's money here.
It's my ass.
That's extra. You know that.
I don't know. This is probably... Not gonna, I don't like. I think
just the, pick one. You're gonna take the Cardinals. Okay. Next game, those Dallas Cowboys visit MetLife Stadium in the swamps of New Jersey to play those New York Football Giants. The Cowboys are 6-point favorites on the road. What say you, sir? What say you?
No. I'm going to hate myself for this, but I'm going to go with them Cowboys.
How about them Cowboys? And finally, and this is a tricky one. I haven't picked this for myself yet, but I'm worried about this one. Philadelphia, those red hot Eagles,
who lost last week to Seattle,
are getting 1 point at those Los Angeles Rams. The Rams are favored by 1 point at home, and the Rams have been playing very well. This is essentially a pick 'em game. What say you, sir?
As much as I hate to say it, I'm going to go with the Eagles.
The Eagles it is. All right.
It's to win, but I think I got to go with them nonetheless.
Okay. Well, you can win the game, and they still don't have to win. You understand that? Anyway, moving on. So let's go to the first of Ed's winning picks. We're going 3-0 this week, baby. I promise you. There will be three games picked, and there will be three results. I guarantee that. So I'm taking a big division game. Oakland at Kansas City. Oakland getting 4.5 points. Kansas City has been on a slide, the likes of which, my goodness, they are proving the gravity that shit slides downhill. Oh, my God, have they fallen apart. Moving on, it is Jacksonville at home giving up 3.5 points against Seattle, who are a notoriously bad road team, and especially when they have to travel cross-country. And finally, the pick of the week. The Bet Your Lungs, Get the Deed to the Ranch out. Gather the kids around the listening device. This is it. This is the one. This changes your life. Then there are San Francisco 49ers getting 1 point. That's one big point at the Houston Texans. Uncle Ed is taking them. Niners. So there you have it, kids. Old Uncle Ed's taking Oakland, Jacksonville, and San Francisco. While John, the big old cheater, and he cheats at this stuff, by the way. It's horrendous. He breaks into my computer and he just, oh, it's horrible. He's taking Arizona, Dallas, and Philadelphia, but I imagine those picks will change because he's a big old cheater. And that, kids and kittens, concludes Ed versus the Spread for this week. Thanks for looking in. Back to you, John.
Oh, my God. You know what? It's so funny because where you might have an advantage on this one this week there is you probably couldn't have picked three bigger snoozers in my now, except for the Philly Los Angeles game.
I was shocked when I saw the line on that because Philly's been hot. I mean, really, really hot, and that ought to be a good one.
And plus, they lost last week, and I get a feeling they're going to be playing with a little bit more of a purpose.
Yes.
This week, to tell you the truth.
Yes,
so.
Indeed. I agree with you with that, even though you are a big old cheater. And, you know, but, and that's, well, I've heard that from all over, people from all over the land tell me what a cheater you are. And it's heartbreaking, really, because I didn't see you.
It is, man.
Yeah, it is what it is.
One of my favorite wrestlers of all time. His the phrase he used, and I love it, and Jesse Ventura even stole it, was win if you can, lose if you must, but always cheat.
Cool. I just lost you. Are you still on the air?
I'm here, okay. And I hear you just fine. So
okay, that's fine. We don't actually need to see each other, but
no, we don't.
No, we don't.
And so you go ahead and pull yourself up now.
Okay. Well, anyway. We're with the few minutes we have remaining. What else you want to talk about there, Skippy?
Well, a couple things that I got.
I'm sorry, we're all out of time. Thanks for playing.
Okay. Oh, where did I have it here? You know, one of the things that I have noticed over time here is that the mainstream media, and I hate to use that term because that's a term that that neocons love to throw out there.
Oh, I'm sorry. I have to hit the brakes right here. I cannot let this go by. And I apologize for cutting you off like this.
Okay.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, kids and kittens, whatever you do, please do not retweet the hashtag DentureDonald. Please do not do that.
What the hell was that all about, anyways?
Oh, didn't you see his speech about Jerusalem?
No, I didn't.
The man wears dentures.
Oh, were they flopping like a crappie?
You find it online. If you haven't heard this, trust me, and watch his mouth.
Oh, that's funny.
Trust me.
That's as bad as the hair.
And the Trevor Noah on The Daily Show the other night put out the hashtag, DentureDonald, and implored people, please do not retweet this, because the president would just hate this.
He would just hate this.
And the next day it was the number three trending topic. Mm-hmm. Oh, you got to watch the video. It's out there. You'll just Google dentures and Trump, and you'll... So anyway, what were you saying that nobody really cares about? You have a couple of minutes. Wow, that was insightful. Thank you for sharing.
One of the things that I have definitely noticed.
Just be glad we don't do a 2-hour show.
Oh, no shit. The mainstream media seems to be catching on to Uber here of late, and the quote-unquote ride shares, TNCs. I counted at least 3 or 4 stories that they have put up, one by the Denver Post. They were basically saying that Uber's criminal background check the background checks aren't cutting it, as the headline reads.
You don't say.
Yeah, people and KRON TV4 now. I want to say that's out of San Francisco.
It is.
If I'm not mistaken.
It is.
Cron 4. People behaving badly, ride hails ignoring California's state law.
Now, hold on 1 second. People behaving badly is a regular segment on that news station, and the fellow that does it, his name escapes me. I've watched a bunch of his reports over the years. He's like an institution there in San Francisco. He shoots his own stories and all that. Very, very. And he goes out after all these kind of stories, you know, people parking where they shouldn't. You know, all that kind of stuff. Anyway, go ahead. We got a couple of minutes.
Another one here from, this one's right up your alley, because you just love to clamor on about this. Underage passengers putting ride shares at risk. This is out of Boston.
Mm-mm.
So, yeah. And we all know about that. We all know how the ride shares are... they don't care. I saw one here last week picking up at a junior high school.
Oh, yeah.
So
you know, you mentioned something earlier, and I think this would be, let's plan this for next week. You want to do a day in the life? So let's plan on next week. We'll spend a good 20 minutes, half hour or so on you picking my brain about what goes on out there. And
well, that'll give me my microscope, so.
I'm sorry, you dropped out there, my friend.
I was going to say. I said, it'll give me about a week to pick up a microscope if I'm going to be picking your brain.
Ah, oh, he's so funny. It's just crazy.
Okay, then.
You're about done?
Yeah, I'm done.
Because we're about done. All we're doing now is waiting. We're just waiting.
We're just waiting.
That's all we're doing. We have run out of steam, kids.
I do have an announcement that I'm going to tease you with here for a couple of weeks, but there's going to be one more change to Radio TFI. But this won't take place until February, about the second week in February.
Ooh, that's when my birthday is.
Yeah. What day is your birthday?
The 7th.
Oh, that's right. I think we covered that at one point.
I'll be covering it a lot more as we get closer to it. I'm worse than a 5-year-old. I will keep reminding you that my birthday is coming up. Because I'm pathetic. I feel like I've lost you. John, are you there? Huh. Somehow I've lost John again. I don't know how we did that, but lo and behold, All right, kids and kittens, let's wrap it up here. This has been the Taxi Stand Hour. I'm Ed Van S. He's John Shannon. I don't know where he is. Once again, Big Time Professional Radio. We will see you next week. Have a safe and profitable week. See ya!